Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it over the hump, and we're in the home stretch for the weekend. Of course, if your news headlines coming up on this Thursday, have a message from my book, Word That Choose to Live By, have Music More Artist of the Week, Nico Moon, and in today's entertainment spotlight this week, I spoke with Dr. Dana Sinclair. She's the author of a brand new book called Dialed In, Do Your Best When It Matters Most. Such a great book, so empowering. You hear part of that conversation today. I also want to say thank you to everyone who wished me happy anniversary. This week marks 9 years that I've been serving as the news director for Max WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com and the host of this broadcast, Conversations Daily News. I have to say, to be celebrating 9 years of hosting this program has meant so much to me. I really do appreciate all the support I've gotten in my home state of Mississippi on the radio side, but also around the world. All of you have taken the time to listen to the podcast of this show. It really does mean a lot. I hope you guys have found value in it, and I'm looking forward to many more years, so definitely stay tuned. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines. In national news, Speaker Johnson says House won't be rushed to approve aid for Ukraine as $95 billion package stalls. Republican Speaker Mike Johnson said Wednesday the U.S. House will not feel rushed for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies, signaling a further stall over sending military hardware and munitions key badly needs to fight Russia. Johnson made the remarks behind closed doors at a morning meeting of House Republicans who are in the majority in that chamber and largely aligned with Donald Trump, the party's presidential frontrunner. Trump opposes the Senate-passed foreign assistance for Ukraine's fight against Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion. The speaker let colleagues know that the House will instead work its will in considering the package so that a person familiar with the private remarks and granted anonymity to discuss them. The Republican-led House said the Senate's package does nothing to secure the U.S.-Mexico border, which has been the GOP's priority. The remarks from the speaker, who has personally said he wants to support Ukraine but leads a far-right majority, throws the foreign aid package into serious doubt despite its approval this week by an overwhelmingly bipartisan vote of Democratic and Republican allies during the largest ground war in Europe since World War II, shows how far Republicans have retreated from overseas leadership in line with Trump. President Joe Biden has warned their refusal to take up the bill will be playing into Putin's hands. In his own remarks from the White House, Biden said this week that approving the bill is standing up to Putin, raising his voice in strong comments as he referred to the Russian leader. "We can't walk away now. That's what Putin is betting on," he said. In more national news, Democrat Tom Suozzi flips George Santos' seat in Congress. Democrat Tom Suozzi won a politically mixed suburban district in a victory that could lift his party's hopes heading into a fiercely contested presidential election later this year. Suozzi defeated Republican Mozzie Phillips to take the seat that was left vacant when George Santos, also a Republican, was expelled from Congress. The victory marks a return to Washington for Suozzi, who represented the district for 3 terms before giving it up to run unsuccessfully for governor. And it provides Democrats a much-needed win in the New York City's Long Island suburbs, where the GOP showed surprising strength in recent elections. "There are divisions in our country where people can't even talk to each other," he said. "All they can do is yell and scream at each other. That's not the answer to the problems we face in our country. The answer is to try to bring people together to try and find common ground," he said. In Mississippi news, inmates of Mississippi prison were exposed to dangerous chemicals, denied health care, new lawsuit says. Inmates at a Mississippi prison were forced to mix raw cleaning chemicals without protective equipment, with one alleging she later contracted terminal cancer and was denied timely medical care, a federal lawsuit filed Wednesday alleges. Susan Balfour, 62, was incarcerated for 33 years at the Central Mississippi Correctional Facility until her release in December 2021. Prisoners were required to clean the facility without protective equipment using chemicals that might cause cancer, Balfour's lawsuit says. Balfour contracted terminal breast cancer, a condition that prison health care providers failed to identify years ago because they could save money by not performing necessary medical screenings and treatments the lawsuit filed in the U.S. Southern District of Mississippi contends. I feel betrayed by our system that failed to provide timely medical care for me. I feel hopeless. I feel angry. I feel bitterness. I feel shock and disbelief of this going on with me at a time when I'm getting ready to get out of prison, Balfour said in an interview this week. It is too much to take in that this is happening to me, she says. Pauline Rogers, co-founder of the REACH Foundation, an organization that assists formerly incarcerated people, called the alleged prison cleaning protocols a clear violation of basic human rights. These are human beings that deserve a second chance in life, Rogers said. Instead, these companies are withholding care to make a profit off the women they leave to get sick and die, she says. And finally, in entertainment news, Franklin from Peanuts gets to shine in the spotlight of a new animated Apple TV Plus special. The mild-mannered Franklin, the first black character in the Peanuts comic strip, gets to shine in his own animated Apple TV special this month and a story about friendship. Franklin is a newcomer who bonds with Charlie Brown and is welcomed to the Peanuts universe in Snoopy Presents Welcome Home Franklin, which premieres on Friday. Co-writer Rob Armstrong, the cartoonist behind the Jumpstart strip, says he's building on the blueprints that Peanuts creator Charles Schulz left. Whenever you start with good ingredients, you have to work hard to make a bad cake out of it, he says. Race is never explicitly mentioned, but Armstrong and co-writer Scott Montgomery makes a subtle nod when Franklin surveys the kids in his new town and remarks, one thing was for sure, there was a lack of variety in this place. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Word That Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Word That Choose to Live By. Making a difference isn't confined to any particular day. It's for any day that you have breath in your body. Recognize the importance of bringing your personal best to everything you do, and no one will be able to doubt the riches you have to share. Have an amazing Thursday. Nico Moon is our artist of the week. This week, here's his single, Better Days, for the Uncomfortable from Nutty News.
Stars are burning now, and the waves are crashing in, running circles in my mind, got me searching for a light that can guide me home again. When I'm in a hurricane, and the water starts to rise, while the lonely and the thunder wanna try and take me under, but I swim against the tide, and I've been caught in stormy weather. Nothing lasts forever. The morning sunrise don't remind me. I still got good friends that I never met, and big dreams that I'm trying to catch, and memories that I wanna get, but I still ain't got to make. And it's a simple life that I wanna live, and a lot of love that I gotta give, and couple checks off the bucket list that I still ain't got to make. When I think my bed is gonna break, I hold on to the hope of better days. When I'm drifting in the deep, and I'm looking for someone, oh, it always comes to find me just in time to remind me the best is yet to come. Cause I got good friends that I never met, and big dreams that I'm trying to catch, and memories that I wanna get, but I still ain't got to make. It's a simple life that I wanna live, and a lot of love that I gotta give, and couple checks off the bucket list that I still ain't got to make. When I think my bed is gonna break, I hold on to the hope of living in the moment instead of drowning in the past. Time it keeps on rolling, gotta learn to make it last. I still got good friends that I never met, and big dreams that I'm trying to catch, and some memories that I wanna get, and I know I'm about to make. And it's
answer. Simple life that I wanna live. And a whole lot of love that I got to give. Couple tags off the bucket list. Just can't wait to make. When I think my bin is gonna break. I hold on to the hope of better days. Better days, oh, better days, better days.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Dr. Dana Sinclair in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us and listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Entertainment Spotlight. Dr. Dana Sinclair joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to discuss her powerful new book, Dialed In, Do Your Best When It Matters Most. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Dr. Sinclair, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Cyrus, I'm looking forward to our chat.
Well, same here. And I have to say, when this book was first pitched to me, I was very excited. I'm an eternal optimist, Dr. Sinclair. And one of the things I try to get people to see is to not to judge themselves by their past, not to let what didn't happen yesterday, you know, determine what's going to happen today. And I love the fact that in this book, you really give us some actionable things that we can be able to consider and to use. Before we get into that, I want to talk about the work you've been able to do. So what has it been like for you, Dr. Sinclair, to know that you've been able to help people to dial in and to really bring out the best of themselves?
Well, I must say it is one of the best feelings for me. I love to see my people, anybody really, but, you know, my clients perform well, get the most out of themselves in their pressure moments improve. It's been a blast.
Have you always known that this is what you were called to do or meant to do?
Not at all. I had a very circuitous route to doing what I am doing today, and I've had a lot of great sort of academic and work experiences, but when I finally sort of pulled it together and decided to go the performance route, I've had a really good time, because showing people a simple, more applied way to do well and to feel good about themselves and, of course, their mental health has been extremely rewarding.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We're about to get to own tomorrow to wrap up this week. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.